Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Bill Keeler. And Bill is running for mayor in the city of Cohoes. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cynthia. Well, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. So there's been a lot of press about elected officials in the city of Cohoes, and there's a number of people who are running for mayor, and you're one of them. What made you decide to take the leap?
I would trace it back to the beginning of the series of events that affected the city, really, that were brought on by Mayor Morris going back to November of 2017, where he had the domestic incident with his wife. And then there was just a series of events after that. It just gave the city a black eye. It gave the city a bad image. And there just came a point in time where I just felt like I could no longer sit on the sidelines and watch, that it was time to get in.
Okay. So a lot of people, what goes on behind closed doors is never really scrutinized by the press, but this is. Why do you think this is out of the ordinary for what really goes what goes on behind closed doors with many people, not only in this area, but throughout the country?
Well, what goes on behind closed doors, we don't know about because it's behind closed doors. But when you're talking about domestic violence and we become aware of it, then the police are mandated to take action. And in this case, the mayor, being the mayor, lives in a glass house. He's under the microscope. He's an elected official. So, of course, the media is going to focus their attention on this. It's out of the ordinary. That's why it's newsworthy.
Okay, so when you were thinking about running for mayor, you know, I'm sure that was not the only factor. What do you think are the major issues the people of Cohoes are facing?
When I talk to the people of Cohoes, the major issue that comes up is the mayor's behavior and how it reflects on Cohoes. And that comes up time and time again. Now, there are other issues. I respectfully disagree with the mayor's economic policy. He's kind of a reverse Robin Hood. He takes money, tax money, from the poor property taxpayers in Cohoes, and he hands it out to bankers and barons. He gave $50,000 to locate a Pioneer Savings Bank in Cohoes, which is literally one block from First Niagara Bank and two blocks from a credit union. And that's a taxpayer giveaway, and it's also upsetting to these other businesses that this business is getting a handout.
Okay. So,
but there's other issues. There's plenty of other issues. You know, a big one right now is the community center. The community center's doors are closed right now, and the community center affects everyone from senior citizens down to toddlers. My parents back in the late 60s, 70s were original donors to the community center that got the community center up and running financially. And as a kid, I was there all the time, swimming and playing basketball. Community center is near and dear to the hearts of all the Cohoesers. And we could get the community center open tomorrow. Assemblyman John McDonald has secured $500,000 in state funding to get the community center open. And that's more than enough to get the doors open and running again. But the mayor's just got to, you know, get on board with it and get the deal done. That's a hot issue in the city. But
okay, why is he not acting upon it?
I can't get into his head. I'm not sure what his argument is against that. But there's other issues. Infrastructure, we have a big water break every week in the city.
Right.
And, you know, you can say, okay, it's an old city, you know, like Albany, like probably like Schenectady, and you expect these things. But as a mayor, you have to be proactive and identify where the problems are and take action. You can't just wait for the things to break and then be reactive.
And you believe that the current mayor is not proactive in infrastructure problems?
No, absolutely not. He's reactive.
Okay, one of the things that interests me about what was going on with Cohoes was the fact that he was talking about municipal internet. Has that issue died? And how do you feel about municipal internet?
I know it's an issue that the mayor spoke of several years ago, and then I heard nothing more on it. It's kind of, you know, the benefit of it would be lower cost to the consumers in the city and actually faster internet access. But there really has to be a cost-benefit analysis done. That's why a lot of municipalities have studied it, and only a few have gone forward with it. It's kind of like, you know, if I'm considering putting solar panels on my house, it'll save me money in the long run, but you've got to come up with that money up front to fund it. So, I think there's a cost-benefit analysis that's got to be done, and that's probably where it stands.
And that was never proposed?
I'm not sure what happened. I know I recall it being spoken of several years ago, and where it is now, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't heard it brought up lately.
Now, there's four candidates in the race. Give a pitch for yourself. Why do you think people should look to you rather than the other three?
Well, I have no doubt that I'm qualified and can do the job. As a former commander at a state police, I led hundreds of men and women, and I've worked with unions, and I've dealt with budgets, and I've worked effectively with mayors and supervisors of towns and county legislators and district attorneys, elected sheriffs, right up, you know, assembly people right up through the governor's office. So, you know, I have these relationships. I've seen the way different municipalities run as I've worked across the state. So, again, I have no doubt on day one I could hit the ground running. It's a job I could do, you know, very easily.
And you feel you're more qualified than the other three who are running right now?
Well, I'm only speaking to my own qualifications. The mayor has a record to run on, and for better or for worse, he's going to have to, you know, stand by that record. The other two guys I don't know much about. Steve's a city councilman. You know, I like him. He's a nice guy. He went to school with my daughter, so there's a generational thing there. I don't know him that well. And Peter, I know to say hi to, also a nice guy. But there's lots of nice people in Cohoes, and they're not all qualified to be mayor. And there are also a lot of people who are qualified to be mayor that just don't have the time to get involved at this point. So,
I think involvement is a key issue because, you know, not only Cohoes, but, you know, cities and towns across the state and across the nation, they need new voices, they need new leadership, and it's really a shame that people are not stepping up to the plate and throwing their hat in the ring. Would you say that was a problem?
I agree with you 100%. I'm a big supporter of term limits, and I believe in citizen legislators. I think there's a lot of good people that should get involved and, you know, jump in for a short period of time and do what they can for their municipality. and then step out and let somebody else get in there. I don't think people should be making a career out of politics.
So the calendar for elected office has changed, where the primary process, I mean, the petition process was held in June. Now it's being done in March, and you know, the primaries are early. So does that change the dynamics at all?
No, not for me at least. You know, we were positioned to begin as early as possible, and like you alluded to, petitioning starts February 26th, and the primary itself has been moved from September up to June. So it accelerates everything, but where I stand right now, I'm fully ready for that. I have no complaints at all.
Do you see a Republican opponent on the horizon?
You know, I really don't concern myself with things that I have no control over. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know. Sooner or later, yeah, it'll happen and should happen.
So you would like to see a Republican opponent if you were the nominee?
I wouldn't mind it at all.
Okay, great. So what do you bring to the table that the other candidates do not?
Again, I can't speak for what they have, but I bring experience as a leader to the table. And I've dealt with all the things that I've dealt with over the years. I've been a supervisor in the state police for 25 years, and you know, I would go from one station where I was in charge of 25 people to the next station where I was in charge of 50 to 75 to 100 to when I left. I was supervising 700 individuals. And throughout that whole time, I was dealing with budgets and I was working with unions effectively to, you know, eliminate grievances or to smooth things over and just to get the job done. And again, working with elected officials to effectively solve people's problems. And throughout my entire career, I dealt with the public and their compliments or their complaints. So stepping from my previous career into the role of mayor, I really wouldn't skip a beat. It would just be like another assignment for me.
So when Sean was elected, when he was first elected, did you have any thoughts about maybe at some point you would run yourself?
No, not at all. I had no interest in politics, zero interest in politics. No, I mean, up until the point where the series of allegations came about, and, you know, it wasn't just one, it was a number of allegations. They were serious, and the witnesses were credible. You know, the witnesses include our sitting Assemblyman John McDonald, witnessed one incident of domestic violence involving Sean, and a city councilman was threatened by Sean. And that's just a couple of the many, many incidents that have arisen and that have given Cahos a black eye. We've got an image problem right now. We've got to get past it. And the first step is eliminating the mayor. And then once that's done, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected mayor, then I could get in there and not skip a beat at all.
Were you surprised that he decided to run for a second term?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed because he, you know, he proclaims to love Cahos, and if he loved Cahos, he'd really step aside and let somebody else in there to remove the black cloud that's over the city. But Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised.
Wow. So this is going to be quite an interesting season with the four of you vying for, you know, the nomination for mayor of Cohoes. And, you know, it's going to be evolving, and it's going to be, I don't think from your perspective, but from my perspective, it'll be interesting to watch. You're in the thick of it, so it might be a little more, you know, stressful to you. But as the campaign evolves, would you be interested, to come back on Focus on Albany, share your thoughts, share what's going on, and having people understand, you know, the candidacies of all four of you. Would you be interested in doing that?
Of course I would. Yes, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, thank you. So you've been listening to Bill Keeler, and Bill is running for mayor of Cohoes. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Bill, good luck. Thank you for being on Focus on Albany. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Bye.